Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio. Another Dream Team interview. It's Landon Porter of DeSoto Wrestling joining us here, a guy that finished fourth at state as a junior, which is quite an impressive feat in the 285-pound weight class. Last year, he was second as a sophomore, qualified for state as a freshman as well. So he just keeps on getting better and better. A district champion all 3 years there, and got one more coming. But Landon, Dream Team is something that you're pretty familiar with. You were on it last year, so feelings any different now that you're on it again this year?
This year is pretty cool to have. I think DeSoto has the most Dream Teamers out of any school this year for wrestling, so that's pretty cool to have two of my teammates on there with me.
Yes, and of course those Logan Zimmerman and J.C. Feller. And I think J.C. would probably tell you, Landon, that going up against the guys made her a state champion this year. You got a chance to, I guess, practice with her a little bit. Well, what's she like to wrestle against?
You know, she's really great. You know, she's a national champ as well. She's got a good work ethic, and, you know, she allows the boys to push her. You know, some girls just practice with the girls who are, you know, less experienced in there, but JC really loves competition, so she's right there with us every day.
And, of course, Logan Zimmerman, another Dream Team member and DeSoto teammate of yours. Tell us your thoughts on him and being able to wrestle alongside him the last couple of go-rounds.
Yeah, me and Logan are pretty good friends, knowing each other since we were little, and he's just one of the hardest workers in the room every single year. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever met, and pretty happy for him that he's on the team.
Yep, certainly a pretty cool thing for you guys. As you said, three DeSoto members on the wrestling team, the most that we have in this area. I don't know if we got a chance to speak or not after your run at during the state tournament, but kind of give us an idea as to sort of, you know, what it was like to be there for a third year in a row, kind of knowing that it probably wasn't going to be any easier to place.
Right.
And you went ahead and you got fourth, which is certainly nothing to cry about. So kind of just the things that you noticed that were maybe different or similar about being at state for the third time.
The whole state experience is really great. I'm pretty happy that we got to experience it this many times. But I'd say this year is definitely harder. You know, obviously I placed lower. But I just like added pressure I put on myself. I feel like last year I didn't have any expectations going in, so I just let it all hang out. And this year, you know, undefeated going in the state tournament, you put added pressure on yourself and you don't wrestle as well.
Yeah, that's right. You were 36-0, district champion again. You finished first at every competition that you were a part of this season. And, yeah, I mean, if it were easy, everyone would do it sort of mentality
right
there. But take us through a little bit about, you know, the season. Again, you went 36-0 but before you got to the state tournament. Were you constantly working on different things to prepare yourself for state in terms of, like, technique and all that stuff? Or was it more the mental side of things that you were focusing? Kind of give us an idea as to what it was like for you this year.
It's mostly cardio stuff, so making sure you stay in shape, keeping your weight down. And mentally, it's just you got to think about how you're going to win, just envision it, and hope it turns out that way, and that weekend it didn't.
Yeah, certainly. Hey, you made a Dream Team, as we mentioned at the outset. This is your second go-round on Dream Team. That means the coaches obviously have a lot of respect for what you're able to do on the mat and have recognized it, and you've certainly put on a show and sort of made a name for yourself in the wrestling community. Whenever you got into wrestling, I don't know how young you were, but you can obviously give us that. But when you got into wrestling and then got to the high school scene, what were sort of the expectations that you had about what high school wrestling would be about?
Yeah, I started wrestling when I was six, and I didn't really start getting pretty good at it until probably about third or fourth grade. And then each year from then on, I got better and better. And my expectations coming into high school was to be a four-time state medalist with a couple state titles thrown in there. And I got the medals down, but still got to get the big one.
Yeah, the big one. Obviously, you'll have a chance as a senior next year to do that. What's Landon Porter working on between now and then to get ready for that?
I'm obviously going to play football, but for wrestling this summer, I limited the competition much, just mostly practices, not competing as much, just taking care of me. instead of just trying to beat everybody else, just working on myself.
Okay, very well, very well. I want to give you a chance to sort of give a shout-out to those that helped you along this year, and I know that they're going to stick by your side and help you out through your senior year as well. But, you know, while you're here, just thought I'd give you a chance to say hello to some folks.
Obviously, my family for supporting me all these years and paying, I don't even know, probably thousands of dollars for me to wrestle for this past 11, 12 years. My coaches, Rich Zimmerman, Rich Tucker, John Brown, Don Minks, Mike Newberry. They've helped me so much. They've been in high school since I was been in eighth grade to now. The level of improvement I've had is just ridiculous. So I want to thank them too.
All right. Very well. Hey, Landon, if you had anything else you wanted to add?
I'm all right.
You're all good. All right. That is Landon Porter, two-time Dream Team wrestler, now representing the DeSoto Dragons, a fourth-place finisher at state this year. He's got one more year to go ahead and get that championship, and we certainly wish him the best of luck as he joins us here for his Dream Team interview on Regional Radio.